It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Episode of Wheelchair Wednesday. I'll turn one of my lights I forgot on. Today we got a special friend coming to us all the way from the great state of California. But before we get to him, let's go ahead and roll the intro. Welcome to Wheelchair Wednesday. All right, Charles, welcome to the show, Mr. Omar Batiste. What is happening, my friend?
What's going on, bubba?
Good to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Now, the first question I'm going to ask you is a pretty typical one. You've probably been asked a few hundred times already. And we're just going to get out of the way. So while you answer this, I'm going to turn my most important wheelhouse light on that I forgot about. But you go ahead and answer this question, and I'll do that. Now, the first question is going to be to you is, how did it happen? How'd you end up in a wheelchair?
Oh man, crazy! Yeah, it was a wild day. Me and my brothers were chilling. We went to a football game with my nephews, and we were drinking and hanging out, whatnot.
Yep.
And probably got a little bit too intoxicated, and I basically was trying to get in the window of my dwellings where I was living at. Which where I was locked out at, and I fell 20 feet. I slipped and fell.
Dang.
So I fell, and then when I woke up, I basically found out that I was, they told me that I was paralyzed.
Slip and fell 20 feet.
20 feet, that's for sure.
Wow.
So I think I felt like on my neck, but since I was intoxicated to that point or that level that I guess I was, my body was more relaxed and not so tense when it hit.
Yeah.
So that kind of did save me from further injury.
That was the same thing with my injury. And I'm not trying to make this about me or anything, but I hear that a lot is because a lot of people that were drunk when it happened, they tell them that the only reason they're alive is because they were so drunk.
Right, that part.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's always crazy.
The alcohol gets you into the problem, but then it actually saves you from death. Right, that's crazy. Thank you, Van Hagar, for the lake. What's up, Amanda? Good to see you. What up, Ben? Fist bump. Now, this is a live show. Anybody that was watching right now can question in. If they got any questions for you, we'll make sure you get what they are. And then, anybody later on, anybody listening and watching, whatever, feel free. Comment down below wherever you're listening from or watching from. We're on YouTube. Omar can always come back and answer your questions afterwards.
Definitely.
So, moving on, the second question I got for you is, would you walk if you could? Now, what I mean by that is, if you can go back to that day or night and you can stop those events from happening, but by doing so, you give up and erase everything that you've learned and done so far, would you go back and start over, or would you stay where you're at?
That's a cold question right there. That's
you like that one? I came up with that myself.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, that's a hard right there. I ain't gonna
lie. Yep.
Yeah, because, I can say it like this. In my past life, I should say, I did some of the same things I'm doing now, but I can say that since I have been in the chair, I have been able to sit still and pay attention to more in detail what life benefits offer versus when I was not in the chair, taking life for granted.
Right. All right. Yep, I agree with that. Amanda Shiplett said, tell him I will add him for support on social media. All love.
Sally, thank you. Thank you very
yes.
much.
Yes. Thank you. Amanda. And anybody else that is interested in following Omar, here at the end of the show, we're going to get all of his social medias. We're going to put them on the description so you can click and follow along. You know, the third question I got for you is actually, I'm going to go off this one because I got a couple different ones here. But what is your biggest pet peeve about being in the wheelchair?
They care.
What do you mean by that?
Like caregivers and...
Oh, okay. Like how hard it is to get to receive care?
Yeah. Right. And then if you do get one, then if you lose that one, then you have to replace that one. It's like a relationship with a girl.
Oh, yeah. It is.
You can get first.
It is, too. You're not even lying. Because you got to walk on eggshells the whole time. You got to be careful that you're not offending this person.
Right.
Even though this person
says, walk out on you.
Right. Even though this person might say some of the dumbest shit you ever, I'm sorry, shit you ever heard. I swear a little bit, but you know, it's. I feel you, man. I feel you. I've been there. Yep. Now, how's your care going right now? You got a caregiver helping you?
Oh yeah, yeah. I got a caregiver, and then. My son is in my go-to. We work out hand and fist, so. And then I got other people support, you know, girlfriend and stuff like that, so.
Okay.
I'm pretty much good. But in the past, I have had just the weirdest caregivers, people that didn't show up, knowing that your situation, knowing you can't get out of bed, this and that, and your certain things you have to do, appointments and all that.
Right.
They will kind of, like, flip it to the point where they... Because they do have to live their life, but at the same time, if they're not calling and rescheduling or having somebody come through or try to do something at night, if you know you have to do something in the morning, stuff like that, you know what I mean? So,
right. For sure. Amanda said, how long ago did the fall happen? I think it was 18.
Oh, I think that was like 2018. I'm like what, six years in the game?
Yeah, a little bit longer than that. I was October 26, 2019, and I'm six now, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm seven. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you in it, man. You been in it, as we used to say back on the streets. Been in it. Yep.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir. Let's see here. Next one I got for you is what is... Being in the wheelchair, what is your biggest fear?
Stroking out and getting one of them things on your butt.
Oh, shit. Like a pressure spot.
Right, the thing. Yeah, you don't want to get the thing, man, because the thing kind of, I think it's like the second detrimental part of already knowing that you can't walk, but now you got the thing on your butt. Now you can't get up.
Man.
Sit on that thing. You
he said the thing. I'm sitting over here readjusting. Every single person in a wheelchair right now that just heard that just did a readjustment. I guarantee. Guarantee.
Real talk, man. So, you know.
So, yeah, getting thing. You want to stay away from that.
And stroking out.
You know, yep. Now, how do you... I thought about this now. How do you reverse... Or stop the stroke. What do you use? There's got to be something out there. I've been thinking about taking like lion's mane or like something like that. You know what I mean? What do you think?
I just kind of, I think, you know, you just got to kind of like, your thinking got to be straight. You can't be over here you can't be around people that's going to be making you aggravated and making your blood pressure go up and down and making you do other stuff that you don't want to do because if you start getting angry, you know, I know at times I start getting angry. I want to go get me a beer. I want to get faded. I want to get twisted so I can ease that pain. So now that I haven't been drinking, you know what I'm saying? I've been sober almost like going on 3 months. And I can see the difference from doing so. And then my stress level and my anxiety level is low because I'm able to identify it without having any extra substance in my body that makes me feel like I'm feeling all right, but in all actuality, I'm not.
Right.
So,
well, hey, I want to say congratulations on the 3 months, man. I know how hard it is. Me, myself, I went in, you know, I did it for a little bit when I first got out, because then I was thinking everybody was like, oh, now you got a chance for a second chance and all this and that. And I'm sitting here thinking, and I'm like, you know what? You're right. And before the accident, I was drinking 15 packs of beer a day, smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. I was blowing through money. And I prayed to God to change my life. And 4 days later is when I got in my accident. Well, just long story short, just for you to kind of, you know, get where I'm coming from.
Right.
I was sober for a while, bro, probably like a year or so or whatever after the accident. And then one day I was like, you know what, let me just try to sip a little something. And I just did like a little, you know, mixer drink. And I noticed that like it kind of killed my back pain a little bit. Because, I mean, we all deal with pain, but I got these rods in my back. It's all, it's fucking horrible. And I was like, man, okay, that's not bad. So, you know, I went on the trail and I, you know, obviously overdid it. Figured out that I didn't have muscles in my stomach to puke with. Because when you got to puke, you remember how you can feel it and your mouth starts salivating?
Yeah,
guess what's
yeah.
happened when you're in a wheelchair and you're paralyzed from the chest down? Guess what happens? Your mouth salivates, but your muscles can't push the puke up. So your puke just sits there. Until you poop it out the next day or whatever. Oh, man, it's so bad. So, yeah, needless to say, I cut back on all that. But I keep it moderate now and keep it level, you know what I mean? I know what I can handle and what I can't.
Right, that part.
Yeah, and that's a big thing for a lot of people is self-control, knowing what you can do, knowing how much to take or not, you know what I mean?
And moderation, too, you know what I mean?
Moderation. So
yeah, because you don't want to just knock yourself out already, you know what I mean? We already got the kidney. We already bad enough. We can't move as much, so... You know, you have your little libations here and there. I just it's going a little bit too hyphy. So I just kind of pull back. And plus, I got my business and all that type of stuff. So nobody wants to have a CEO or a manager. I'm sending my artists out to do shows and stuff, and I'm all drunk and
Yeah, you got to be professional on that one.
Right, exactly. And it's already bad enough I'm in a chair, so they're already looking like, you know, I'm not standing up on them. So I got to be able to be direct. I got to be, you know what I'm saying, clear. And I gotta be, you know, all up in the air, like some headphones. You feel me?
Right, for sure. Moving on here. What about dating/married? How's that going for you?
Oh man, dating's going well. Not dating, cause I, you know, just chill and do my thing. But I got somebody, a significant other. That's a great one. See, I got a nurse, so you know what I'm saying. I got me a nurse, and when you got a nurse. That's better than their purse.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You get a nurse, I'm telling you, yeah.
Oh, God.
You don't need no purse. You get you a nurse. You know what I mean? Get up in there. She's going to know everything. Blood pressure, cuffs. She's going to know exactly where all the medical supplies are. She's going to know exactly how to use all the equipment. She ain't going to have no questions. She's going to know better than half the doctor's staff.
Oh, man. Real child, you ain't ever lied, brother. Yes, sir. So I'm blessed, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I bet you didn't think this interview was going to go this good, did you? You were like, man, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Man, on everything, it's fire. It's fire. I love it.
Yep. We get that a lot. Everybody gets all nervous at first and like, I don't know if I can. And I'm like, come on, man, it'll be fine. And the guy in there like, man, I'm so glad I did that.
True, because sometimes, you know, it takes people to, you know, encouragement. Everybody needs a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and really all it is like, you know, you're just talking to me. I'm just a cool guy just asking you questions about how you're feeling. You know what I mean?
Right. Plus, we've been friends for a minute on, you know, we share, you know.
Oh, yeah. Instagram. Yeah, it helps if you know me a little bit. I like going in cold, man. I like finding, like, the new people or the people that are trying to share stuff and up-and-comers. And I'll slip in DM, like, hey, what up? I do a show. You want to get down? Dude, half the women and the guys are always mostly all for it. But the women are all mostly, like... I thought you were a creeper at first, but then I went and looked at your stuff and I was like, okay, wow, he really does do this. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why I give him the link. I let people know, like, this is a real deal thing, man. I'm not just like out here trolling people. What is something that you wish you could do now that you can no longer do?
Oh, that was a cold one right there, man. Scratch my head, man. Yeah, when you can't scratch, man.
You ain't got that dexterity then.
Yeah, I be doing it, but you have to do it kind of crazy. I know I spilled about 4 cups of water everywhere because I be trying to get the grind on like the mayor do. And so, you know, you cause a little bit of destruction. But, yeah, just being able to itch. I'm glad my general area don't itch. I'll be a cold man. It's just my top part, like my neck and my face and my head and just like that. So that's about it, my ear and... So I'm blessed that I don't have to scratch my, you know, my balls.
You know, well, that's the thing, you know, I think a lot of us paraplegics take for granted is the dexterity, you know what I mean? Being able to grab, grip, scratch, point, all that stuff. So this is one of the reasons why I do this for people, you know what I mean? Like, I give you guys a platform to talk about stuff because I don't think about half the stuff when I'm going through this, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's definitely, an eye-opener for sure. Let's see here. If you could fix one thing about your paralyzed body, what would it be?
My hands.
The hands.
Yeah, the hands and the arms, because that's, you know, my legs is cool. My legs are strong. So if anybody, you know what I'm saying, if you look on my YouTube and stuff like that, I got a lot of videos that's coming out that I'm going to be putting out.
Yeah.
And then I have some on my Facebook and stuff like that where I'm doing like 900 steps by myself.
Oh, I've seen a couple of those,
Yeah. So the legs are strong. I was blessed to have a good trainer named Felipe, and he has his own place in Australia right now, but he was working at DAP when I first got there. And yeah, and he's kind of like real vigorous on his workouts, and like he made my legs very strong. So my arms is getting kind of good too, but the arms is kind of like where it's more impacted because when I get cold, my arms kind of like want to hug myself. So
Just
my arms. So I can do a little walking, but if my hands were like a little bit more, you know, better, you know, I can use a cane or something, but still at that point right there, you still don't want to fall and bust something and then fuck a hip up and then you really toe up. So
I really just
keep it regular. And then when I need to perform, I perform, you feel me? I'm able to help people transfer in and out the car so they don't have to mess up their back and all that type of stuff. So that's a given. You know what I mean? Cause you'll run somebody off if you mess up their back. And if you mess up their back, you mess up their doggy style. So nobody wants that.
Right. For sure. Amanda says, how long did it take for you to take your first step?
My first step? Let me see. I think they let me get, I think about a month.
Okay. Like right after your injury?
Yeah, about a month because they kept trying to make me get out of bed. And my the physical therapist dude that I had was a cool dude, man. He had been doing it over like 25 years. And that was like his expertise. He wasn't like just like a fly-by-night.
Right.
And so he kind of like was pushing me a lot to get up and sit on the side of the bed. I would get dizzy. So he made me go through all these, made me get dizzy, spilled all out my system. And then after that, we went into standing and then did the standing. And then from the standing, then he had me just do like a couple walks and like move my feet and step. And I did it. You know what I mean? And we just go like step to him and step back and step to him, and step back and then lay back down. And after that, I went to another therapy and I started doing a little bit more. And yeah, it started just coming together. And then I started, they were holding me and walking with the gait belt. I did like, I think my first walk was like 30 steps. And then like from one side of the corridor to the other side. And I started walking from all the way one side all the time. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I just started gradually going, yeah.
Heck yeah, man. That's cool. I always wondered, like, you know, being a complete, you know, I talk to people all the time about the, like, how they do like the therapies and stuff. And for me, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's, I'm kind of glad that I'm complete. So I don't have to go to all the therapies and do the walking. And like, even though I'm still in a wheelchair, because I still have to be, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Part of me is just like, I'm glad that I don't have to worry about that. I can just sit here. But then the other part of me is like, what do you mean, bro? You're just going to give up? And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? I'm fighting with myself.
You can use your arms and just get your arms. You just have some nice arms. You know what I mean?
Build
those up because you can use those things in just in case, you know what I'm saying, you got to clobber somebody.
Oh, yeah, bro. You should see me in the summertime. I'll be wearing sleevelesses there. I'll be throwing them out there, throwing them guns out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Suns out, guns out. What about your pain level? Any pain?
No, I really don't have too much pain. Like, only when it gets cold is it, and it's not.
Oh, I hate the cold. Pain. And you're in California, dog. What are you talking about cold? I'm in Michigan, bro. You want to feel cold? Come here.
Nah, I don't know. I just don't get too cold, but this spinal cord thing it twisted me.
Oh, it does, too.
I get extra cold now. Yeah, I get extra cold.
Yep.
Because then when I start urinating, I start sweating.
It's the blood flow.
It's cold. Oh, it's over.
Yep. Yep. See, for me, the sweating comes when I eat. So when I start eating something, like I'll start sweating, bro, like beads.
That's, I'm like, I start peeing, I do that.
That is crazy, bro. I don't know. Like, I definitely know it's part of the spinal cord injury, because I definitely didn't sweat beads before trying to eat a damn meal. You know what I mean? Man, weird. Our bodies are weird setups, man.
Oh, everything. I ain't lying. I'm like, why the hell I sweat when I pee every time? Like, that's when I know I'm about to pee. Like, they're like, how do you know when you're about to pee? I'm like, I start sweating.
Start sweating. Yep.
Yeah, all the time. I'm peeing. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
nice. That's well, how I know about something. Yeah, I was going to say, at least, because they told me too, like, you know what I mean, leaving the rehab, they was like, your body's going to let you know, you know what I mean, like,
right.
You're going to have to keep track of what you're taking in right now, but eventually your body's going to let you know on what it needs to do, and you're going to learn to listen to your body, because you're going to know exactly what those feelings are, you know what I mean?
Yes, really, very true, very true. Somebody told me that. I've been on it, so I can tell if I have a UTI.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Me too, because it's almost like you get a fucking flu for like 24 hours or something.
Yeah, you kind of weird it out. You feel weird. You're like, yeah. Oh, I know myself.
Man, learning a lot today with Omar. Shout him out. What's happening? Having a good time.
Coming in hot.
All right, now, we're down to the last few questions here. What is the one thing that helped you the most after your injury?
I think the support I have from me going to therapy gave me an extra boost to keep going forward.
Because
I was by myself, you know what I mean? Nobody was like, I didn't have no friends coming through and all that. Everything just shut down. So it was just me by myself. And then I applied for physical therapy myself. And so when I did that kind of opened up for me to open up. And not be so, you know, because when you get in the chair, you get kind of sheltered for a minute.
Yep.
So they was able to open me up.
Bust out of your shell.
I busted out of the shell. And then I was just like the bed. That became like, it's one of my greatest support systems for besides my family, because that was the people really helping me. My family was just happy to see me alive. But the people, when they see me come and seeing the work I was doing, was happy to see me grow. So it was a little different.
Right. Heck yeah. Absolutely. What about traveling? You like traveling?
Yeah, because I'm on a reality TV show called The Wheel World.
Oh, that's right. You were saying something. We're just going to talk about that. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's talk about that real quick. What's that all about?
Yeah. So The Wheel World, it's by Chloe Banks. I was introduced to that one day somebody called me and was like, do I want to be on a show? And I was like, yeah. So she was like, it's about people in wheelchairs and da da da. I'm like, all right. And so basically I flew out to Atlanta and it was dope. It's like about 5 or 7 people in the house, all different backgrounds and different levels of disability. And it was just basically like going, you know, doing different events and meeting people and playing games and all kind of stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's a reality TV show. It's pretty interesting. It's going to be coming out in January. It was supposed to come out last January, but we had some problems with some stuff. So now everything's fixed. So January 2nd, first season will be out.
I was going to say, I talked to somebody else. I can't remember who it was, but they were supposed to be a part of that as well. And that was like over a year ago.
Yeah,
and they're like,
because,
yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, when the hell? And then you guys reminded me of it. And I was like, oh, I forgot all about that. Whatever happened to that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's coming. It's going to be coming, man. You know what I mean? So we wrapped up season one a little bit before this year. So we did that, but now season 2 is going to be coming out. But everything's good. So season 1 is going to be out January on Tubi. January 2nd, I'll be on my page. I'll be promoting it as well more.
Nice. And, I'm going to have to get Tubi just for that.
Yeah, it's going to be fire. And then we were doing season 2. We're going to be casting. So it's good that I'm on there, because we're going to be doing some casting for some new cast members for season 2. So if anybody's available, you know, get into my inbox, let me know. And we're going to be setting up a casting probably like the second week of January. Yeah, so we can get some new people on there, you know, whatever you know how to do, whether you're an entrepreneur or want to get on TV, you want to just, you know, you want to get in there and do something, you know what I mean? Showcase yourself.
My buddy Albert Shaw just said, yo, what up, Al? Listen, you hear about that, bro? Get your butt in there, dog. I need you to be on that show, dog. Come on.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. I'm telling you, it's fun.
Now, one thing I noticed, if you guys are watching right now, I still have the Halloween graphics up. I'm sorry I haven't changed that yet. I forgot I even put those on there. We're going to switch those. But it's all good. Amanda said she needs to apply to that. Yes, I think Amanda would be a good one to be on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for sure.
Amanda, you was talking about doing it. Yeah, get up on there. Get yourself going, girl.
Yeah, for sure. Get up in there, yeah.
Rocket to stardom. That's what I'm talking about. Omar's going to be
gonna
a star.
We're going to be in Jersey. We're going to be, the first season was in Atlanta. This one's going to be in New Jersey, you know what I mean? So that's just going to be fire.
Nice. Heck yeah. Sounds like a good time. Let's see. What about hobbies? You got any hobbies you do?
I just promote my artists and my music all day, and I have a radio station that I'm gonna be producing. I'll be having my music on there. I mean, my artists on there as well, and then I'm gonna be doing. I have a new project. It's called the Berber Omizi Project. Basically, it's where I just kind of like spotlight the community artists and unsigned artists or whatever the case may be in that genre, in that field. Just giving back and like shining a light on everybody, you know what I mean? And put them on the radio. We got a radio station as well, so we get some stuff moving around, shit like that.
Nice. We're going to give everybody that's listening right now, if you're listening live, once this ends, we're going to go ahead and go back in the description. We're going to add all this stuff in. So later on tonight, everything should be on there. But if you're listening after the fact, then just look in the description, and all of Omar's connections and links and stuff will be in there. We're making connections, man, tonight. I can see big things happening. Sir. Sounds good.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, it's going to be great.
Now I got two more questions for you. What is your fitness or diet like?
I go to therapy. I'm going to this new place called the Challenge Center in La Mesa. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
I go there Monday through Friday, at times if it's not too cold. And I just basically get on the bike. I do about an hour of bike right now until I get my eval. But I try to focus on Monday through Friday, just at least getting an hour, 2 hours of moving. Yeah, if you're moving and then you're grooving and you're doing so, and your body feel better, your brain feel better, and all that. So
yeah, that's one thing I do not do enough of is move. You got to do something, especially with your injury. Think about where your injury is at. If you have hardware, this is a little bit of advice to myself I'll give to you. Drink tons of water, which I do not.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got to drink that water for sure.
Oh, man, I hate how much water the freaking human body needs just to live. Are you kidding me? Can't we just get somebody to put IVs in me? Come on. I don't know. It's just too much, man. I drink one big thing of water per day, maybe one and a half, but you're supposed to drink four of them. So I'm always dehydrated.
And that's crazy because we're drinking water, but where the hell is it going?
Right. I'm like, dude, I pissed twice. And I've had come on. Isaiah says, wow, wonderful job. I'm Pastor Isaiah Mandai from Kenya, who advocate for people with different challenges of disability globally. Welcome, Isaiah. Good to have you, man.
Right? You coming from way across the way.
Coming from way. See, we're worldwide here at Wheelchair Wednesday. You know what I mean? We don't discriminate. Right? We pull everybody in.
Yeah, we don't live a real life. We live a wheel life.
We live the wheel life. You understand? that wasn't the right one, but it works. All right. Now, hold on. Before I get to the last question, what type of chair do you have, and do you have a name for it?
I got a Cadillac. I call it the Cadillac. But then I got the regular chair. But I'm about to upgrade and get me another one, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get me one of them little, what is it, Prosec or something.
I got a ProMobile.
I got a Quantum.
Oh, those are nice too.
Yeah, those is cool. But I want to get the one where I'll be traveling on the plane, so I want the one I can fold up. But then when I get, I can, push it myself, because usually when I go on a plane, my son or somebody have to push me, and I'll be liking that. I'll be wanting to.
You got to have that control, man. Yeah, get yourself around. Yep.
I feel you
there. Heck yeah, man. Sounds good. Well, before we let you go today, I got one last question for you, Omar.
Yes, sir.
The whole reason I started this channel was when I was in the hospital bed and I was looking through YouTube, there wasn't really not much of people with my injury. Nobody could tell me anything that I wanted to hear. You know what I mean? So, which is why I kind of started this. And at the very end, I'm going to ask you, what would be your best piece of advice for a newly injured person right now that has the same kind of injury you do, or just anybody looking for advice? What would you say?
I would say, you know, reflect and don't give up, because the first 90 days was going to be tragic. But if you get past that first, you get past that 90, yeah, don't give up and get pushed out for that first 90 days. And those 90 days, what you do in those 90 days is going to help you out for the rest of your days, because if you just sit up for 90 days and don't do nothing, that's 90 days of nothing. So now you ain't gonna be, you lost 90 days.
You get what you put in.
Yeah, so you got those days when you first, your post-injury, those days from that year, you got a year to a year and a half. And then you got, might have a little bit more depending on what you're doing. But what you're doing them first 9 days, it's going to have you right for the rest of the days. You know what I mean? So, but if you don't do nothing in 90, then you're going to be feeling 90. I'm telling you, straight like that.
I like it. It's a good piece of advice coming straight from Omar. Absolutely. Well, sir, I thank you for being a part of our little program.
Thank you.
And like I said, here at the end, you know, if anybody wants to follow Omar, we're going to go put his stuff down below, or you can just follow his name, type his name in, and he'll pop up. Right. We're going to get all the links to all the TV show stuff and all that stuff put together. I want the sounds, man. I want to hear the music stuff. We'll put that on there.
All right. Yes, sir.
And we'll go from there. But besides that, is there anything else you'd like to say to the people?
That'd be it, man. I'm just saying, just live a will life and keep willing, and don't let nobody tell you that you will not do what you need to will.
I like it. All right, folks. Well, stick with us. Omar, we're going to be right with you here when we shut this down. Everybody else, thank you for watching. Please go to the YouTube, like, save, you know, hit the bell and subscribe, all that good stuff. I don't know what they're supposed to say. A lot of people know. I'm just an old guy on a damn computer. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But stick with us next time, and we'll see you here on Wheelchair Wednesday. Peace.
We out of here.